Hi there, wonderful listeners in and around the world. I hope you're doing great and thank you for your continued support. It's another beautiful day to learn something new. Today, I want to share a few first aid tips and some home remedies on what to do when you experience food poisoning. Take note that these are first aid home remedies. If your condition persists after these few tips, do well to consult your doctor. Today we want to talk about food poisoning. Food poisoning is normally a result of eating contaminated, spoiled or toxic food. Some few symptoms of food poisoning one will experience may include nausea, vomiting, stomach ache, fever and diarrhea. However, the symptoms vary depending on the source of infection that you have. So what actually causes food poisoning? You may be wondering. Yes, I'm also wondering, but I'm here to learn together with you. Most cases of food poisoning are traced to one of these three major causes, which are bacteria, parasites, or viruses. There is an organism called pathogen that causes diseases. These pathogens need to thrive on its host to survive. The four most common types of pathogens that we know as the viruses, the bacteria, the fungi, and the parasites. These four types of pathogens are responsible for food poisoning. With every food item that is consumable, you find these bacteria, these viruses or fungus inside. But when these food items get into contact with heat through cooking, it usually kills these pathogens on food before we consume it. It should also be noted that foods eaten raw are very common sources of food poisoning because they don't go through any form of cooking process and they don't get into contact with any form of heat. But guess what? I'm here to share a few homemade remedies, or let's say an emergency remedy that can help overcome food poisoning once you are able to get to the hospital safe and sound. The first tip is to use vinegar, preferably the apple cider vinegar. It is one of the best treatments to help with food poisoning due to its alkaline effect. The alkaline effect reduces the acidity in your stomach and then hence helps in relieving symptoms of food poisoning. What you must do is that you should just mix 2 to 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in a cup of hot water and consume it before using or eating any form of meal. The second tip is the use of ginger. Ginger plays an important role in reducing the symptoms of food poisoning due to its natural anti-inflammatory properties. Just boil a cup of water and then put about 1 spoon of grated ginger in it. Add a tablespoon of honey or sugar just for it to taste, and then just start sipping it, and then you are good to go. You cannot talk about remedies or home remedies or few tips to control food poisoning if you don't talk about lemon, because lemon is considered as the king of remedies as far as food poisoning is concerned. The strong anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and then antibacterial properties in lemons kill the bacteria causing food poisoning. So what you have to do is that when you're suffering from food poisoning, just mix about 1 teaspoon of lemon juice with sugar and consume directly. You can also dilute it with a lukewarm water. That's also fine. You can't also talk about another remedy without talking about bananas. Bananas are very useful when it comes to food poisoning because they are very light and they easy digest. They are rich in potassium, and it's also an important mineral in the body that helps regulate fluid balance, muscle contractions, and the nerve signals, and also fibers. Bananas are reliable, they are quick, and they are healthy cures for food poisoning. Now, another tip to help with food poisoning is honey. Owing to its antibacterial and antifungal properties, honey is one of the most effective food poisoning home remedies. Consume just about 1 teaspoon of honey in its pure form, like let's say 3 times in a day. You can also decide to add it to your tea or your lemonade. These are the few tips that I want to share with you. But then, aside from the above home remedies I've shared, there are other ones that you can also stick to, which can also help cure food poisoning before you seek medical attention. Thank you once again for joining me. Let's also be very cautious of our food sources and make sure we make and consume meals made in hygienic conditions. Till we meet again in another interesting and educative podcast, please, like I always say, don't forget to share.